Hello, Guy.
Hello, Eric. Hello, everybody. Well, good morning. It's great to see you all. Thank you so much for coming. How many of you had an idea by reading something that this was going to be something of a creative, improvised experience? A few people? Oh, a lot of you. Good. Okay. Let me give you a quick background for those of you who didn't hear this before. I'm an improvisational actor and musician. I perform for decades around the Seattle area, and I love improv. I love the idea of it. And aside from doing it on stage, I now like taking it out into the world, into classrooms and organizations and spiritual communities and churches, because it's so much fun to get people to open up and collaborate and create together. And I think it's very much connected to our ideas of spirituality and community. And so that's what we're going to do today. This is going to be an experiential process, and it's going to involve all of you. Are you ready for that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. First of all, how many of you were at CBEC any of the last 2 years? So those of you who were there know me. Great. It's good to see you again. And we had a lot of fun playing and creating. So we're going to do some things like that today in the context of East Shore. And let me say, first of all, there's some participatory things. Rule number one is take care of yourself. So at all times, if you want to get up and stand and clap and sing and chant and do that, great, do it. If you'd rather just sit quietly and watch other people do it, that's totally fine too. So do what you want to do. There's no right, there's no wrong, there's no should or shouldn't. Just be yourself. Another couple of things, we have great helpers here. We have Bruce, we have Eric, we have Jennifer, we have Stephen, we have Lori, and we have Mike. All who have helped prepare to help make this experience better. So they're sort of helpers today. So give them a little applause for boldly participating. And also, throughout the morning, you're going to see things magically appear on that screen over there, and hopefully these two. And they're also live improvised graphically by my wonderful sister, who's up there in the balcony. Her name's Anne. All right, so let's begin. So first of all, I asked you to write down on those cards what you want more of in the world. And I think this is a very powerful way to start something. We want more of this. Let's put it out there. Let's talk about it. Let's affirm it. We're going to use those ideas throughout the morning. And let's start by hearing what some of them are. So who would like to go first from our... Yeah, you can go ahead. We're going to pick these cards out one at a time and read them and then give some personal reflection and response and stories about them. So you want to go first, Jeff? Or yeah. I could pick one.
Oh,
I like that one.
Here's some of them.
Go ahead and step up to the microphone.
I picked one called Friends because I've always been terribly shy. Who's new here today? It's their first time. Who feels new still, even though it's not their first time? Yeah. I've always been pretty shy and introverted. That's why I wear bright red to kind of counteract it. And I'm married to Steve over here. We just celebrated our 40th anniversary. And he has a son and a daughter that we helped raise. And one time when the daughter, Gisela, was a teenager, she brought her boyfriend over. And after we interacted with them and he left, I said to Steve, he expects to be liked. And it's really stuck with me that he enters an interaction without a whole lot of the self-talk that I was using. So, little hint to us who want friends.
Thank you. Lori?
I picked a card that's full of C's. Cooperation, connection, collaboration, compassion. I picked this because it gives me strength. This week has been a difficult one with family. As an adult child with three siblings, I'm working with my siblings to help our parents through their last years. And we made a commitment 10 years ago. It's been a long one. And our commitment was, as we went through each of these difficult phases, that our commitment is to maintaining family harmony and safety for our parents. My mom died 4 years ago, but my dad's still with us. It occurs to me that our country, our community, our congregation would, in my mind, I would also like to think of all of these difficulties and challenges as if we were to center it on maintaining the harmony of the connections and getting through the challenges where we don't always agree, that we would come back to knowing that our congregation is at heart a 70-year-old with tremendous history and values that are shared by all of us, that we all have a vision for a long, strong future, and together we can connect and make that future happen with collaboration, compassion, connection, and cooperation, and other C's like creativity and community. So here's to C's today.
Eric, I picked up three cards because they all spoke to me, and the one speaks to me the most sunshinily right now is one that says sunshine/rock and roll. And it reminds me of when I was a kid, and in the summer we would go to the pool every day, and they had a radio playing, so people would swim in the pool, and they'd have this radio over the loudspeaker. And I remember at one point the announcer from WSAI in Cincinnati, Ohio, said, "And this is the number one song of the year." And suddenly, Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine. And everybody in the pool just stopped what they're doing, and we all sang. Never understood a single word he said, but I helped him a drink of his wine. Joy to the world. I'm back in the pool, and I'm 10 years old, having the best time of my life. So thank you, sunshine, rock and roll.
All right. Bruce.
The card I picked out was more music. And my fiance died about 4 months ago, and this music has really kept me going. It's been very important in my life, and I think it would be great to have that the world and our church. I think with Eric, we're getting more music. So, yay!
Good to hear that. Greg?
Well, the card I grabbed and spoke to me just really quickly was listening. More listening. As we prepared for this service, Guy was talking about improvisation. And whether that's improvisational comedy or just improvisation, which we talked this morning before the service about having an improvisational worship. It's not necessarily funny, but it's what's true and what's inside. And the key to improvisation, he said, was listening to what comes before. Listening to you is important to those of us who are trying to pull this as a worship service together, and reflecting those thoughts this morning, whether they're serious and deep, connected with the tragedies that have affected, I'm sure, all of us in some small or large way, or whether or not you're in the mood to rock and roll a little bit this morning, we can all identify with the feelings that come back with that kind of thing. But it's all tied to being present in the moment and listening. So I guess I'm just encouraged that's something personally I can improve on. I think I have improved on it, even in my life in recent months and years. So I would encourage us all to attend to listening to that.
Beautiful. Thank you. Those are your ideas, and they're fabulous. So let me demonstrate a couple things. So, Stephen, I heard you say earlier we have 15 months to turn this around, right?
Wasn't it 15 months.
And what's? Give me a word. We're going to turn it around with what?
Our love.
Love. Okay. We got 15 months to turn it around. 15 months to turn it around. We got 15 months to turn it around. And we're going to do it with love. That's it. We got 15 months to turn it around. We got 15 months to turn it around. We got 15 months to turn it around. And we're going to do it with love. Keep going. We got 15 months to turn it around. 15 months to turn it around. We got 15 months to turn it around. And we're going to do it with love. Now stand up if you want. We got 15 months to turn it around. We got 15 months to turn it around. Keep singing. Walk around, look at each other while you're singing, like this.
With love.
We got 15 months to turn it around. We got 15 months to turn it around. We got 15 months to turn it around. And we're gonna do it with love. One more time. We got 15 months to turn it around. We got 15 to turn it around. We got 15 months to turn it around. And we're going to do it with love. All right. Thank you. There's some music for you, Bruce. There you go. Let's do... Yes, okay, go ahead.
We have an idea.
Oh, yes. We have to vote. Good. Thank you.
We love to vote.
Love is the voting is the action that follows that. Excellent.
Voting is just the last day. So creating collaborative spirituality. So I have a couple of notes. I discovered the world of the spirit, I guess, probably in sports. I guess you could call it a kind of a jockstrap theology, that if I did my very best in training and getting ready for a race, and I didn't break training rules, and I could go to my very limit, and sometimes I'd be met there by something bigger than me. Be picked up, but I had to go to the wall. But if I did, then so that was my theology. But I also had been involved in plays as a kid, sometimes. And once you knew your lines and your blocking, there was a certain freedom where you could not only be met by something bigger than yourself, but it was a shared experience with the other actors in the ensemble in the play. Well, anyway, later, many years later, in Berkeley, I was part of an experimental theater company, the Bureau of Western Mythology, and we put on 29 shows in 10 years, mostly in Berkeley and in Palo Alto. And meanwhile, I also was, I was in seminary, and I remember reading Myths and Monuments in Ancient Greece by Jane Ellen Harrison, great classicist of the late 19th, early 20th century, who excavated the ancient temples in Greece. And underneath the proscenium arch at the very bottom was a circle and a campfire. And so that the very beginnings of religion was dancing around a fire. Basically. Now, meanwhile, in the Greek of Athens and the great culture of 4th century BC Greece, Aeschylus, Euripides, Sophocles, these guys were writing these plays, but they didn't quite just write them. Actually, they kind of ripped them off. So I was in this play, The Bacchae by Euripides, and in it, it was really taken. Euripides just took the ancient cultic prayers of the Dionysians and he universalized them. He's a universalist. And he made it possible for everybody to see what was going on and to watch the story of the Maenads and their passion for Dionysus and those who belittled it and what became of them. But here's the thing. I was in the chorus, and we're singing these ancient prayers, you know, every night and being acting as one. And then one night, Dionysus appeared. Now, what was that? Collective imagination? I'm not the only one who saw it. My atheistic Uncle Hal was there, and he said, wow. What he described, he was a Freudian psychotherapist, was a catharsis. So he put it in the language and the experience he could understand, but it was a powerful thing. It was collaborative. It was spiritual. And it's informed what I think I'm trying to do here every Sunday.
Sure.
Except now I think you're next.
I like that, and it makes me think of my early experiences of improvisation and how at first it was terrifying for me, the idea of standing up on a stage in front of an audience and doing something and not knowing what it was going to be, making it up entirely on the spot. But the process, almost any improviser will tell you that the process of improvisation is learning to be comfortable being uncomfortable, not knowing what's going to come next, where it's going to go, and what it's going to be. And that to me is also what I find to be a very spiritual aspect of it, almost Zen-like in a sense, that you have to be right in the moment. You don't think about the future, you don't think about the past, you just think about where you are in this moment and bring your best self to that moment. We all have rich lives of experiences and relationships and careers and memories. And every good improviser brings all of that to the moment. And then you trust that whatever comes out in that moment is powerful and profound and inspiring and relevant. And that's what we can do today in this moment. We're going to make up a song. Let's do that. That would be fun. Should we do operatory first, or should we maybe
start
blend operatory?
It all in together?
I'm sorry?
We can blend it all in together. We can make up a song now. We can make up a song. Tell you what, let's make up a congregation song now.
Okay.
And let's you and I make up a song for the offertory.
Great. So, yes?
Can we use some of this good stuff that people already?
Absolutely. I was just going to ask you to do that. So go pick out something that has some words that we're going to turn into chanty sort of lyrics. Start with this. More of love. Okay, that's a good one. And less turmoil and compassion for people who don't look like us on the outside. Grace, social justice, kindness, and peace for all. Okay, so these are fabulous. So we're going to turn this into something really interesting. So let's have this section here. You're going to be the peace for all section. So just say this together, first of all. Peace for 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 all. Okay, so pause. And let's make this section grace and kindness. Grace, kindness. Grace, kindness, grace, kindness, grace, kindness. Keep going. Peace for all. Peace for all.
Grace for
kindness.
Grace for
kindness. Okay, good. And let's have this section be, compassion. Compassion. Just say compassion. That's all we need to say. Compassion. 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 Peace for all. Peace for all. Peace for all. Compassion. Grace. Grace. Kindness. Grace. Kindness. Grace. Okay, so keep going. Now I'm just going to conduct this moment.
Compassion.
This means get louder. This means get softer. And now keep going, keep going. Now when you say these words, have it come from deep inside of you. They're not just words. They mean so much. So let that come out. Start to connect to what it is you're saying. All right, so keep going, keep going. Now louder. Stand up, stand up. Peace for all. Peace for all. Say it like you really, really, really mean this, right? Somebody out here wants that. And that's why they wrote it down. Good. Okay. Quiet. Quiet. Now you guys stand up. Grace. Kindness. Now clap along. Kindness. Grace. Kindness. Think about those words. Kindness. Grace. Kindness. Grace. Kindness, okay? Keep going. You can still stand. Softly. Now, you guys. Compassion. Compassion. Stand up. Compassion. And hold hands. These guys are holding hands. That's great. Hold somebody's hand to show them that you do indeed have compassion for someone. Compassion. Okay, louder. Compassion. Compassion. Let's hear this sound. It's the cry of the people. Compassion. All together. Great. For all. Peace for all. Peace. Now quietly, quietly, quietly.